I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This summer marks 3 consecutive years of drought in the Dominican Republic, damaging crops and livelihoods. Even the EU is sending 1.1 million euros in relief aid. Food for the Hungry is also fighting poverty in the Dominican, and they're doing it with the passion of the country. Baseball. Milan Byers of FH says striking out poverty uses the game to fundraise pledges.
Each inning represents a specific community where Food for the Hungry is doing active community development. These 9 communities are in those very early stages, so they need very basic things like access to clean water, community centers, education programs.
But underlying it all, FH is bringing the living water. And a lot of times when we talk about ministries, we'll highlight their partnering churches. But sometimes we're actually missing how much work the churches do. According to Mark Lucky with Every Child Ministries, churches are key to the ministry work in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
And as a church, you're being available to help those in need. And that was one of the things that struck me in meeting a couple of the kids who were being helped by this church. They were both street boys. Still, technically, were street boys. No one had given them a house to live in or taken them into their family, but the church had become their family.
There are lots of reasons that kids end up on the streets, but churches offer a sanctuary, a home, and hope found nowhere else. Get the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Now, what we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is usually what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are in God's eyes. Join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations in prayer together. Get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.